Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Today, we have with us...
Kiko.
Erica.
Faelauer.
Robert.
And this is Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, Robert.
So, it's been 1 week since our match.
Not really, but, you know, it's following week.
It's been 6 days.
It's been 6 days.
No.
It was Friday. 5 days.
Was it Friday?
It was Thursday.
So, it's been 5 days.
I forgot. Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a few days. Have you had some time to think about it?
About what you did?
Sure.
About what you didn't do.
The series of life choices
points.
That led you to that moment.
Wow.
He goes harsh.
Oh, by the way.
I know exactly
what
I
mean. Insult to injury. Insult to injury. Josh, when he went to go wash my car, got a speeding ticket.
No way.
I'm not joking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
bullshit.
Perfect.
Can't write that shit.
Wow.
So that was pretty...
Not speeding either. The cop's just a dickhead. By the way, motorcycle cop that drives over the bridge in Redmond area. There's a bridge. It's 30 miles an hour. You're a dick. It's not cool.
What was the ticket for?
12 miles over because it's 30 there in that section.
Just the bridge?
I don't know. It looks like it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's just a speed trap. That's
so
what it is.
I hope you learned your lesson.
I was not going faster than anyone else either.
The lesson
he just
is,
decided to pull me
over
because I was in
he's a certified criminal.
Or get better
car.
At evading the police.
So again, you've had a few days to think about our match.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your takeaways?
My takeaways are to beat you worse next time.
You didn't beat me
to beat
better.
You worse.
I did. I beat you for one whole game.
Yeah.
That's true. He did. He won one game.
It's true. I think.
Yeah.
You beat me for one game.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess going in, did you thought that you were going to do better?
Well, no. I should have done better. I didn't play very well, but also I also did not prepare appropriately because maybe I perhaps didn't have all the correct information.
Wait a minute. What is this?
This is not any secret stuff, but I'm saying like when I played you in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Your serve was not that good.
Yeah, I didn't play in 3 years.
I know, but I'm saying like, you know, so there's quite a bit of difference.
Sure. Well, I mean, I didn't play. I don't understand.
There's a huge amount of difference.
He's blaming his loss on a bad scouting report? Is that it?
I guess.
You didn't read the preseason agents?
But it didn't help. I didn't have the appropriate... practice.
But you knew that historically I was a good tennis player.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, I'm curious about this. How would you have adjusted your game had you known that Robert has a great serve?
He may not have challenged.
I would have had my partner do certain things to make it replicate that serve.
Really?
There's no way to
Maybe
prepare
you should
for
start
otherwise.
Stalking Robert and filming him.
No, I know what to do now.
You know, I think the New England Patriots could all help with that.
Also, my surf sucked.
That is a mainstream joke.
But that's okay.
We're already talking about tennis. I figured to bring it all around.
I know.
Bring it back to football.
So
preseason started.
But
anyways, we'll be having a rematch in the future.
You really want to do a rematch? All right.
Yes, I do.
Your car will get dirty
I can
again.
Do better.
It's true. It's true.
I can do much better than that.
Okay. Well.
Now I know what to work on, see.
I don't know, man.
Now I know the keys for success.
I don't know since you challenged, I played 4 times.
Okay.
And
that's pretty good for you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, once a week, once every week and a half or something like that.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Never mind. I was thinking since we played our match, you played 4 times.
Oh, so no. I'm saying when you challenged me, I was able to get out and play 4 times.
Sure.
And if you really wanted me to continue that.
Go for it. I mean, we're going to be playing eventually anyways.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Our doubles. We got to play doubles.
You
right?
play doubles? Oh,
that's
yeah.
What
you, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, Robert's better at doubles. So that's a great idea.
No, not as a
challenge.
If
it's anything like his doubles ping pong
doubles.
Game.
It's not, from what I hear.
But yeah. I don't have to beat Robert. I just have to beat his opponent.
Uh-oh.
I just have to hit it over to the opponent.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, I thought you were implying that you and Robert would be on the same doubles team. No, I get it.
No. He has a doubles partner. I have a doubles partner.
All right. Okay. We'll see how this goes.
We will.
So anyway, it is the 12th of August right now. We are 16 days out from PAX moving. Let's see. Dave and I have been cranking hard on our stuff. I know
I'm not sure Dave has left the office in like 2 weeks.
No, he is one with the office.
Yeah, he has roots in his chair now.
Yeah. We, with the help of you guys, launched the schedule online last night. Yeah. And got everything squared away for that. Are working on all the guidebook stuff right now.
We announced our mountain of pins.
Oh my God, yeah. All the pin stuff got announced. It's very, very cool.
The quest form PDF will be put on the Penny Arcade site soon.
Oh, and for Club PA members, and I know an email was sent out about this, but the Club PA PAX Prime photo will happen, meet outside the Paramount Theater at 9:30 on Sunday.
Yeah. 10 p.m.
Yeah, 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, yeah. And that's right after...
10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m., sorry.
Because
the pin trading is between 7:30 and 9:30, so meet at 10 p.m. Right after that. And
also, if you're hearing this and you did not get that email, I guess email Club PA, because you should be getting emails. They're probably going to the Tiny Pass, whatever you use for Tiny Pass. And
yeah, but some people didn't line up their...
Yeah,
their Tiny Pass account with their form account, which is causing some issues for a very, very small number of people. But we've seen it, I think, 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all getting worked out. Yeah, what are you guys working on?
Oh, wait, one more thing.
What?
For those of you that will be listening to the previous podcast about tennis, Jeff has a few fallacies about me that he put in there. First of all, I have not been playing for 2 years. It's been 1 year. And second of all, I have not had professional lessons the entire time. I've been teaching myself.
Are you not a professional?
No.
All right.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I've been playing for 1 year.
Now I know.
Are you done?
Kiko, what was your take on the match now that you've had time to think, but you're the only one that was here that was there?
My take was that it was very warm.
Yeah.
And it was very sunny.
It was hot as fuck.
And I'm glad that you destroyed Josh.
I wish we had you had
get
the
out
other
of the
court.
Sun.
That would have been nicer.
Quickly as possible.
I was able to dispatch our friend here as quickly as I could.
So thank you for that.
I'm sorry. I did.
It's a mercy game.
I did screw up that one game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
Unfortunate.
Worry. I'll get him next time.
Interesting. I had my first brush with mortality on Sunday.
Oh, God.
All right.
Remember when Erica first got hired, like shortly after I got in that car accident?
Yes.
So I have a little Scion XB. I got rear-ended by a giant Ford F-150. The car got totaled. It was super scary. But even in that moment, I did not feel like I was going to die.
Okay.
On Sunday, I fell on the stairs.
This is a great story.
Like an old man?
Like an old man.
So we are putting up picture frames in our stairwell.
Like old people do, yes.
Like old people do, yeah.
For granted.
And I was positioned precariously while aligning a picture frame, and I slipped. And there was like a tenth of a second where I'm going to die. I thought, I was falling.
And what happened? Did you?
And in the Scion crash, I saw him coming, so I compressed because I didn't want to get whiplash because, you know, you get injured by shit flailing around when you get the moment of impact.
Is that true? I thought if you tense up, you
let him go on with the story.
Anyway, continue.
Well, anyway, I tensed up. Nothing. All right. Nothing got jerked around, so I wasn't injured. This one, I did the opposite. I splayed to try and catch myself from falling further.
Yeah.
So luckily, I only fell one step.
I love.
But there
story.
Was a brief moment where
so
I
you fell 6 inches.
Right.
And your life
eight
passed.
8 inches.
Is that it? Is yeah. Stair and step. Okay.
Yeah. But there was a moment where I did not know if I was not going to stop.
Wow.
So I was like, oh fuck.
So are your steps are made of razor blades and glass.
I'm assuming, right?
And lightsabers.
I played COD myself, didn't land on anything. My toes fucked up because that's where I hit it.
Is your now are your stairs carpeted or hardwood?
They're carpeted.
Oh my God, what are you talking about? Well, what
you could have got a rash, like a deadly rash.
Yeah.
And that rash could have gotten infected. Oh my God, you're
but
right.
But that's how everyone dies in movies. They fall down the stairs.
No.
Yes.
That's not how everyone dies.
Everyone falls down to the bottom of the stairs and they die.
After they've been karate kicked by the hero.
Kigo's birthday this year, life alert.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Already I am purchased all for while that. This story was being told.
Oh my God. Okay, well, speaking of you know, coming to terms with our mortality, I've got an amazing story that Erica and I had this weekend where
oh my God.
Oh yeah.
This was so funny.
It's a fairly common thread or something at PAX where people want to know where I get my suits made or where I get my suits. And so I have a tailor and I brought Erica to my tailor because she wanted a suit. During this process, and this was about an hour and a half.
Took a while.
An hour and a half, 2 hours, yeah. And I am not joking, but this guy thought that Erica was my daughter.
That's very odd. So you're saying this guy, meaning the tailor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He referred to Robert as your dad when he was speaking to me once.
Now, did he chuckle?
No. And he was dead serious, and I shot Robert this look that was just like, oh my God. And Robert was just like, don't even.
And then later we were like, okay. And I was like, oh, maybe he made a mistake. So then I followed up with conversation, and admittedly, Erica looks very young. Her age, she could pass for early 20s very easily. And we asked, well, how old do you think Erica was? And he said, oh, you know, early 20s.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, how old do you think I am? And he said, oh, I don't know, 45, 50.
Robert, welcome to the club.
No,
this is ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry.
He rejects his membership.
This is not me.
It is irrevocable.
Being in denial.
So what you're saying is
maybe
this
you
is
need
it.
Some of that like blend in hair color fuck to help yeah. you out.
You know, you are getting a little gray. So
I always anyway. Look.
So he needs hair club for men, and Kigo needs
so
life.
So are you saying that this is an edge case?
I am saying that this...
I think this man was a little out of touch.
He had to have been.
He is the least perceptive man in the world.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not white, and she's not fucking Asian.
Hey.
That was very
it
progressive.
It could be a second marriage.
That was very progressive.
Yeah,
man,
there's such a thing as adoption.
Thinking that maybe that I was adopted or that I had some not very well noticed Asian features, or I don't know.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, my God. Like,
you can't judge.
He doesn't see color.
Or
age. Or
at all,
I think
really.
He's blind, actually.
I am.
Listen, Robbie, you have to learn to embrace it. You will also be falling downstairs.
Man. He sounded like shocked too when you told him your real age. You're like, I'm 34, and he was just like,
what? He's like, no, he was as flabbergasted as we were.
Yeah,
and
he didn't realize
understand.
How bad he fucked up.
I don't understand. Like,
hey, everyone learned something that day, Robert.
Oh my God, you're so
like
shit.
He might have been like, oh, my mistake. I didn't know that you were. That you weren't father daughter or whatever, but he was like, Jesus, I was way off on age.
So now, whenever you need stuff worked on with your clothing, it's going to be awkward, I guess.
Make it a different guy.
Whatever. F this guy. Anyway, well, look. Apparently, I'm your dad now.
So then when we left, I just said thanks, Dad.
Apparently, you're 50 years old.
The second we walked out of the room.
Oh my God, that was so.
And that's never happened.
Never
like,
happened.
We do stuff together all the time.
Yeah.
And it's never, like, it's always weird. Like, that time that you and Kenneth and I went out to, like, really fancy dress-up dinner for to celebrate one of the site launches that we had done.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth and I were on one side of the table, and Robert was on the other. And we were just talking about, like, what the situation probably looked like to anybody else that was in the restaurant. And then Robert would say things like, so what are your intentions with my son to me?
I mean, you both look super young, so
yeah, it looked
sense.
Odd.
Yeah.
Speaking of site launch dinners.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert canceled that. There hasn't been a single dinner celebration since Kenneth and I launched like four sites at once.
Or was the Fatburger that night the celebration dinner?
Yeah. No, that was the punishment. That was just a further punishment.
What was the bet? whoever could eat. No, wait a
minute. If you couldn't eat it within a certain amount of time.
No, if you could. It was if you could eat the biggest fat burger there was, which is like
the giant one.
It was like a 3/4 pounder or something like that.
No, it was more than a pound.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That I would
$100 or $200.
It was $100.
$100.
Yeah.
And they both freaking destroyed it.
Yeah.
But you didn't factor in the fact that neither of us had eaten in days and were living entirely off adrenaline. That burger kept me alive. I would have died had I not eaten that.
Yeah, that's why I expensed the $100. So anyway. So anyway, I am apparently reaching my sunset years. I don't know what you call
it.
Your 50s.
It's time to Amazon subscription for Just for Men, or
yeah, I don't know, man. I'm gonna start.
You're in those dirty 30s.
No, I am 30s.
First
of all,
I've never
heard
that
30s.
Term.
What?
No.
Well, it's the best term.
What is it?
That for?
It's I always hear that term, like, because Erica Moen just turned 31, so now she's like, I'm officially in my dirty 30s.
It means exactly what it means.
It means
I guess.
You think it means. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's like the idea that you're still young and you still have fun, but now you're like old enough that you can get away with stuff. And
not in my dirty 30s.
Super fun term.
Okay. Mm. No, you are still, you've been perpetually in your 70s since I fucking have known you.
You've been like
Kiko.
Eight going on 70 for your entire life.
And I love it.
You know, for your, if there's like ever something I can do for you, I think it's going to have one of those things where you install the seat on the rail.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Is that track?
Yeah. The thing that takes like 10 minutes to go up the stairs.
It's Kiko speed. It'll be fine.
No, it's just like in Gremlins.
You just like in Gremlins.
Little
malfunction.
You'll get launched
off it. Oh, my God. So what else is going on besides, you know, the humiliation of Josh and then me?
Well, Kiko was almost dying.
And then Kiko.
I was in Portland. Yeah. I was skateboarding.
Good times in Portland.
And I was falling on like concrete 6-foot.
Yeah, we had that discussion yesterday. I'm like, you do way cooler stuff.
And I have a huge bruise on my ass as a result, but.
I do too.
Did great.
And a hurt toe.
I'll pat it up. Also, really gross new record. I got a bruise and a scrape through a plastic elbow pad.
Wow.
That is impressive.
Can you imagine what it would be like without those safety guards?
Oh, yeah. I just don't understand how it happened. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe there's a rock under there.
Might be an armor bite.
Safety
the edge
first.
Just
You were skateboarding with our brand new member of PA Design.
That's true. I was skateboarding with my very good friend, Dabe. And the reason for the trip was actually twofold. It was partly because Dabe is moving up here in 2 days. And so we wanted to do like a little farewell Portland tour where we went to all of our favorite places to skate, places to eat.
Because he's the mayor.
Yeah, he's the mayor of Portland. So they're going to have to hold an election after he leaves. And then the second reason was because our friend Tony, who's a tattoo artist in Chicago, in Ohio, was in town in Portland at another shop. They had asked him to come in. And so Dabe and I got some matching really, really super inside baseball friendship tattoos that we'd been talking about for a while. So that was the other reason for the trip.
She's holding up the tattoo to the microphone now.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Can you hear the vibrations
coming
off it? I'm
looking at it while I talk on the microphone.
Yeah. Just sort of jiggle your arm a little bit and maybe they'll get it through. Oh, nice.
There it was.
Yeah, that was good.
HD. What are you, Failer? What have you been up to?
Sick kid.
Ooh.
So I see your
yeah.
As I scoot away.
I see your I feel old story, and I raise you an actual organism progeny.
It's true.
I had my first experience with projectile vomiting. So
oh, gross.
That's great.
I had a discussion with Jerry when we went out to lunch a couple weeks ago that I believe that parents
are the future.
Well, no, they are exposed to these little incubators that create super flus and bugs and diseases, so they have a better tolerance than people who don't have kids.
That's bullshit.
Most people that I know that are parents are like
are
sick
all,
the, all
time. The time.
No, but that's
their kids
them
go to school and bring
developing.
Back so much stuff.
That's so stupid. This is the Dave argument, but let me tell you something. If you're just never sick, guess what? You're never sick. As opposed to being sick all the time, you're like, oh yeah, well, maybe one day Ebola will come
see,
at
what
me
I
and
do
I will
is
fucking be able
I
to survive
absorb
it.
Absorb filth and grime and germs at all times, and I'm never sick.
How about this? I have been sick in since my pact to not drink any alcohol. I've now not been sick for 6 months. 6 months straight. How crazy is that? Last year I was out for 70 something days.
Yeah, see, there's the thing. You're not getting sick as often, but you get sick really bad.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I haven't been sick for a couple of years.
The last several times you've been sick, it's been really bad.
Yeah. But like, I can tell you exactly when I've been sick, and I can tell you that I've been sick for probably 3 or 4 days at a time.
Yeah, you were out the other week for just like a little bit.
Yeah, that was like a precaution. I was like, I don't know whether it's allergies or not, and I'm just going to sit at home, and I just waited and nothing happened.
I don't think I've had a cold in at least 2 years.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time.
Anyway, whereas these parents are like out like every other week, for God's sake.
That's...
It's just part of it, right? You just have to build that in. Like if you have a kid, you're gonna get sick.
Either directly or because your kid is sick, you gotta be home for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my experience. He's so pathetic. It's really sad because his little voice is because he's usually happy and running around. And
does he make words yet? I don't know how old
he makes his own words. He goes his
own
way.
Like he makes them up.
Yeah, he babbles.
There's not words. That's not words then.
They're words. You just don't understand them.
All right, sure. Well, and, good job, kid.
And he's the smartest boy in the world.
Oh, yeah, sure. Clearly the smartest boy.
And when Faelar goes out with him, they're like, oh, your brother's adorable.
But it's sad because he is usually so full of energy and so chipper and happy. And to see him just sort of like, oh, I've got a fever. What's going on? And, you know, reaching, you know, breaks your heart.
I am also apparently the, as predicted, I guess, the only person that did not love Guardians of the Galaxy.
I have not seen it yet.
No one is surprised by that.
I loved it.
Yes, you've seen it?
I love Chris Pratt so much, though, that there's no way I couldn't have liked that movie.
It was like Rock. It's like The Rock for you.
Yeah, like I watched Parks and Rec, and he is probably my favorite character on the show.
Mm. But have you seen Hercules?
I have not seen Hercules yet.
That would be the true test.
I haven't been going to the movies much, so I was really happy to get to see Guardians because I really much enjoyed that.
Josh, what were your problems with it?
No. What do you mean it's like The Rock for her?
Because I'm like an...
Anything that Dwayne
The Rock Johnson is in, I will see and enjoy.
Yeah. I'm in like that for, I think...
like Pain and Gain?
Probably Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. Tom Hanks can do no wrong.
I won't spoil it for Josh, but I didn't think that the first half was very good in terms of its setup, but the last half I thought was good.
Mm. Hmm. Can we bring it down a little?
Bring it down a little.
Robin Williams passed away yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
The last night I went home, watched The Fisher King on Netflix. Fantastic movie.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm always curious about this.
Terry Gilliam directed it, the guy from Monty Python. He's like a super good director. Like all of his stuff is really... sort of abstract and like really he picks really uncomfortable angles to shoot things at and really distorts perspective.
12 Monkeys was the best. Yeah.
Oh, did he do 12 Monkeys?
Yeah, that's one of his movies.
And so that was it was God, what's the, I can't remember the other guys. Jeff Bridges and Robin Williams is The Fisher King. It's from 91.
Because I watched The Birdcage last night.
Yeah, and then I want to watch I want to watch Mrs. Doubtfire next.
I am curious when someone passes away. Like, I mean, you know, when Michael Jackson passed away, like his album sales.
I remember where I was when that happened. Roof. That was like such a, like.
Well, we were on the way back from an interview. We were interviewing someone. Was it Jamie?
I didn't live here when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson died when I was in Florida, sitting in a coffee shop working next to Levin.
I don't have any idea when Michael Jackson died.
I didn't think Levin it was that long ago, but I don't remember at all.
Huh.
Yeah, no, that was like certain people hit me harder than others, and like Michael Jackson was super hard just because I feel like he was like such an incredible talent, and with Robin Williams, it's like additionally difficult just because of knowing like the mental health issues that he struggled with and stuff like that, and it's just scary to see those like statistics reinforced.
Yeah,
and knowing that, you know, he was such a great advocate for that, and also for like he was a super great ally for like LGBTQ rights and stuff like that, and he was also one of those first actors, like male actors, that just did not give a shit about like gender roles or perception and things like that, where he was dressed up like a Denver Broncos cheerleader one game and just like went and cheered with the Denver Broncos cheerleaders back in the day. And like I remember as a kid, Mrs. Doubtfire was always one of my favorite movies. and my mom and I used to watch it together, and we'll still quote it. Like, to this day, whenever we see each other, we'll be like, oh, make a pincer, like the little, when he's trying to get his teeth out of the glass. And so it's like, there's just those impactful moments that I can think of, you know, from him, like as a child of divorce, like watching the Mrs. Doubtfire was kind of like helping me figure it out, like process it just in that, through that comedy. And I even remember Mork and Mindy, like I watched, it was on, when I was a kid, it was on TV Land or whatever, Nick at Night. But I was a huge Mork and Mindy fan before I even, you know, understood that it was like an old show or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm very sad that he died so young.
Yeah. It sucks. Like clearly, like, I mean, you know, none of us really knew him or anything, but his work was just so impactful. Like, it's always very cool to look at that.
He had a daughter named Zelda.
I did know that he was in those Nintendo commercials recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's
a legit gamer. Guy.
I remember there was a opportunity for us to actually work. We were going to actually reach out to him at some point because of that commercial series where it was like, oh my God, like he's clearly legit. But yeah, what a bummer, man. What a bummer.
Moment of silence.
Mm. All right. Josh, what are you up to?
Other than paying parking tickets.
No,
speeding tickets.
Speeding. And increased insurance premiums.
Yeah.
For the next 5 years. Oof. So this is the win that keeps on giving.
Really, oh no, is. Well now he has to go to court to fight it.
No.
Well, if you don't go to court to fight it, you just have to continue to pay those additional premiums.
For the record, I paid it for him.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't change his insurance.
Change insurance.
It still dings you like $40 a year. $40 every 6 months or something like that, I think is the actual impact.
Does
for,
it?
For one speeding ticket.
That's like, stupid.
Oh yeah, it's stupid. It's horribly stupid because I got that one during strip search and it says on my statement like what is going to that, and I think it's like $34 every 6 months premium.
That's a bullshit ticket though.
You have the option to go to traffic.
Fuck you.
Traffic,
God damn it. Fucker.
You have the option to go to traffic school though, right? To get it. Expunged?
Probably.
You should do that so you don't have to pay insurance.
That's a pain in the ass.
No. Traffic school.
My time right is worth now. More than that.
That's not worth it.
The mental commitment to that is too much.
Wait, so I remember I paid for your Seattle speeding ticket as well. I had a budget for Brian's
parking
for
tickets.
Brian's parking tickets.
Oh, at the
warehouse.
At Fremont?
Yeah.
At the
he would park in front of our
garage
door.
Yeah, those are bullshit.
Door,
yeah.
And they would ticket
tickets.
Him, even though it was our door.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's very, very odd. Interesting. I wonder how much I've paid in parking tickets and speeding tickets for everyone.
So the savings alone at this location.
Yeah, I think we need to actually do a traffic school for everyone here. That'll be one of our Friday activities.
What? For what
reason?
There's
one right down the street.
Because apparently we have a little bit of a problem, Josh.
No, we don't, Robert.
Okay, fine.
No, you know what?
No,
the problem is your car. I wouldn't have got pulled over in my own car. God damn it.
Well, first of all, that is true, but not my problem. I have not gotten a speeding ticket. Well, no, that's not true.
Oh, man, did you have to do the whole spiel then where they're like registration and they're like, sir, is this your vehicle? And then you're like, no.
Well, I told him it wasn't. I was like, I've never even driven this before. I just figured out where the actual speedometer is because I
just
at these
broke
other
into it.
But no,
pretty sweet though, right?
He was gonna give me a ticket right away. Jerk.
I haven't got a speeding ticket in 8 years, so I ain't doing no fucking school.
I had not had a speeding ticket since I got one when I was.
So what are you saying right now is completely null and void because you got a speeding
or something
last week.
Yeah, that strip search one was the first one in like 8 years or something for me.
I drove a pickup truck for 7 years, I never got a single ticket, parking, speeding, otherwise.
What about in your TT?
I don't know, but this current car, my God, I've gotten like three parking tickets, two like and a speeding ticket on it already. Ridiculous.
I never got anything in Florida because everybody goes so fast there that I don't think that anybody really cares.
Florida's madness.
Yeah.
It's Mad Max.
But in PA, I used to get tickets. But that's when I learned to drive and I was a child and I sped a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so are you doing anything, Josh?
Besides us making fun of you?
Editing podcasts, as always. I don't know. I'm not doing anything good.
Standing out club PA emails.
Trying to, you know, fix my serve. My serve.
Can
was
we
a
all
problem.
Try just one after the other just to see who can do the best Josh impression? Kiko, you first. You just did it.
I know, and I lost it.
Oh my God,
it's
gone. It's gone. Erica.
Piece of crap.
That's you. That's you.
That's
the
noise. What? That's every time.
You.
Yeah.
That's Robert. That's Josh doing an impression of me.
No.
Josh is so distinct. Love it.
Nope.
I love it.
Nope.
Look, let's see here. So PAX is again in
3 weeks. 2.5 weeks.
16 days. So just over 2 weeks. Is there anything in particular that we're all excited for? I'm really pumped for this PAX for some reason. I don't know why, but I am.
I'm excited that everybody that I know is moving to Seattle or has moved. So that's kind of awesome.
Oh, nice. Speaking of, I know that you'd briefly brought it up before, but Dabe is our new designer, and you can follow him at Dabe, D-A-B-E.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very eclectic fellow. There's an origin story to him that is good, and I'll let him tell it when
did
we
say
bring
origin.
Yeah, he said origin.
He did say origin.
It's an affectation.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
It's origin.
Just called Oregon.
Origin.
Origin.
Story.
Origin. Like as an original.
It's so, not.
You know how Kenneth and I
Oregon?
Always refer to ourselves
Oregon.
As Team Fire Tiger.
Origin.
So we have the same
origin.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Same root as origin.
Still doing this?
Same.
Still happening?
Same,
but it's origin.
Origin.
Yeah.
Chinese.
Yes, Chinese zodiac. So we were born in the same year.
That's not what you
in
said.
The same.
Origin.
Yeah.
Like element, which is a range.
That's not correct?
That's oh not God. Correct.
Origin
is not correct.
Origin.
That's
origin.
Not correct. It's origin.
Origin. That's what I fucking said. I
no,
don't
you know
the difference.
You said origin.
You said origin.
Like
you're
arisen.
Emphasizing the second syllable instead of the
it's
first
not,
syllable.
It's origin. Robert, origin, like orange,
like
you know, like
original,
you make fun of purple,
like Werther's
like
originals,
orange.
Oregon.
Okay, sure.
Is it?
No, because it's not original.
Oh,
it's origin. It's two different words.
Origin.
It may have the same root, but it's
at
different.
At any rate,
origin.
Erica
hey,
was explaining something.
Remember how Kenneth and I call ourselves Team Fire Tiger when we work on stuff because
yes.
we're both tigers and fire element in the Chinese zodiac.
Hmm.
Dave.
Not know that.
Also, Chinese fire tiger. The three of us were all born within like 45 days of one another. Fantastic.
Wait. You and Kenneth are the same age?
Yeah. We're all born. Dave, so Kenneth, and I, all born in 86, April, May, and June. No, Dave's birthday's in May too, I think. Remember.
I had you when I was six.
Yeah.
Apparently. That's what I'm understanding here.
You irresponsibly you know. Adopted young.
I was very active.
Well, or when you turned like, you know, 20, you adopted a 14-year-old child. That doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
Wonder what the law is on
it
that.
It would make more sense.
Like, I want to adopt a high-risk youth, you know, like a higher age, less appealing. I'm just going to adopt someone 2 years younger than
me. When I was 29, I adopted a 23-year-old.
Maybe he's like your big brother, and then he adopted you, you know, like big brothers, big sisters.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. God, this guy was just so progressive. We just couldn't even think of what he was thinking of.
I'm going to go ahead and interrupt.
Well, I'm excited to split photo duties at PAX with Dabe because he's an excellent photographer.
Oh, he's going
to
be photoing too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped for that. Photoing. That's what they call it.
Photographing.
Fodding. Right? Is that how you say it?
I'm excited for Acquisitions Incorporated once again on the big stage at the Benaroya.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Which
That's
night?
Fantastic.
Saturday
night. So a big change from previous years. So now it's the evening's entertainment.
I am sad that there will probably not be another half pipe with BMX riders on it to promote trials.
Well,
so way to go, everybody.
We
blew it.
Then I got some custom stuff going on. We're doing the Fantasia soundstage at the Hyatt. That's cool. Taking over a bunch of different rooms and just doing Fantasia all day. So that's rad.
Brand new tabletop
the Hyatt
venue.
Huh?
The Regent?
The Hyatt Hotel.
Isn't it called the Hyatt Regent? And then you just called
Grand,
the Hyatt?
No, Grand Hyatt. Grand Hyatt.
Grand
Hyatt is
Grand Hyatt, that's what it is.
The Regency is a is their tier below the normal Hyatt, I think.
And then Regent Bakery is where you get Chinese baked goods.
I do know that.
Correct.
And tabletop's gonna have its own hotel.
Fantastic.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, they've had that for a while. I mean, when it was last year was the Olivet. This year it's the Motif / formerly known as the Red Lion.
Correct.
Oh, it's rebranded?
Yeah, it's been really annoying since we put it on our badges before they changed. And so it's like, fuck, how'd that happen?
You'd think they would tell us, but no.
No, that did not occur. But whatever.
Main theater has changed.
Main theater is back at the Benaroya. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. It's a beautiful venue.
Mm-hmm. It'll be cool and scary for us if we have to go down there as much as we did last time.
Yeah.
My feet hurt.
Yeah. It's a bit of a walk.
Those
pebbles in the sidewalk are so painful after a while. You can feel them through your shoe.
You sound like Kiko now.
You poor baby.
I had to run up the hill. You stayed.
Mike told me that as soon as I left the arcade party, Dylan destroyed the Donkey Kong top score.
Really?
I'm super pissed.
That's your own
problem. I got the Pac-Man high score.
That's true.
Nice.
Which Robert was trying to...
I was trying to work.
Yeah, you were trying for a long time.
Yeah, I got within 500 points twice, and
it was like 20,500 something.
29 something, I thought. Yeah, no, it was 29 something because I remember you would get to one.
Oh yeah,
easy.
Yeah. So like the first time I touched the machine, I got 20,000, and yeah. I was like, oh shit, I could actually do this. And then I just like kept playing for like a half hour just to get it.
Yeah, I did beat the Mario Brothers high score, but whatever.
So what were the prizes?
I won a Star Wars puzzle.
I won a plastic crocodile, which is now in the truck, in the Penny Arcade truck.
Dylan won comically large sunglasses.
Oh, is that what he was wearing yesterday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very proud of them, it seems.
Oh, did you not win anything, Kiko?
No.
Oh, I thought he said Dylan beat your high score.
No, I was attempting. I got 3K away from, I never got there.
I got nowhere near. I couldn't even beat the first level.
Donkey Kong is hard as fuck. Holy
shit.
You know what? Joysticks are hard as fuck. I cannot play with a joystick at all.
I never played that game in an arcade as a kid. Mm. That was not a game that I touched.
Yeah,
I did play a lot of Pac-Man, though.
I need D-pad. Then I'd do better. Just too much play.
Word of advice on Donkey Kong? Double tap the jump button just to make sure.
I tried that. I tried that. Still did not come or even close to where you were.
You had problems with it.
Another pro tip, don't be Robert.
All right. Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's what it is. That's the clincher.
Be Kiko.
Be Kiko.
Well, no, I didn't get the top score. No, be Dylan, Dylan, apparently.
Oh.
Be Dylan,
apparently.
Whatever. All right. Is there anything else anyone wants to talk about?
Any club PA stuff you want to...
There's some cool panels this year.
I talked about it.
Just in case.
In general.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So for everyone that is a Club PA member, which you need to be in order to be listening to this, the terms of your membership are 6 months, and this is actually right around the six-month mark of when we first started. So although we're working on a means to notify you both via email as well as on the website when you log in, whether or not your subscription is current or not, right now, the only way to renew your sub is to wait until it lapses. So I know we're getting some email that comes in and for people asking, how do I renew?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, well, wait until it lapses for now. And we'll figure out an auto-renew mechanism in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Also, we are taking, I guess, suggestions for what you would like to see in the future of Club PA.
Yeah. If you want to suggest perks that you and other members can get from the club, feel free to send an email to clubpa@penny-arcade.com. I have gotten a ton of really, really cool ideas, actually.
Yeah.
That we'll definitely try to submit into this next round, probably.
Okay. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Thanks.